Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. If you've been doing that, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And thanks for tuning in. If you just did, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. Ramon Ray is our guest, as I promised you. Ramon's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the top technology experts for small business on the planet. And he calls himself a technology evangelist. And he's the author of many articles. You've seen his byline many places around on hard copy and in cyberspace. He's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. And he's our good friend. Ramon, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very, very much. It's great to be here. And I'm glad that stuff didn't get to your head, as your intro said.
Absolutely. And a big-time blogger, too, right?
Yes, indeed.
Quite a bit of share
that, indeed.
Yep. Now, all this for fame and fortune, you know, I have, Ramon, that's good in my head, you know. even though I'm kind of a big deal, you know, Ramon. I'm a big deal, but I don't go to my head, you know.
I
don't talk about it much either, Ramon.
That's good. Let's keep it that way.
Hey, Ramon, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Jim. You too, and to your audience, everybody out there. Let's keep our eyes focused on what the importance of Christmas in this holiday season, for sure.
Absolutely, Ramon. The government, the IRS, and the government has given over the last several years, 10 or 15 years or so, has given small businesses a Christmas present.
Absolutely.
In the form of the ability to directly expense. At one time, capital purchases.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, for most of my career, you bought a $500 or a $5,000 or a $50,000 piece of equipment. You had to set it up on 3, 5, 7 year depreciation table,
right,
and take a little bit of it every year. There was something years and years ago called an ITC, investment tax credit, mm-hmm, but that went away, and so now, if you want to, you can regardless of how much you. Well, up to $125,000, I think, this year, you can expense the entire amount in 1 year.
Well, that's a big savings, I believe, especially it's December 24th right now, so a lot of people should think about that, I think, for sure.
Well, you got to put it in. See, they still have time to buy some technology, Ramon, mm-hmm, between now and the end of the year, but you got to put it in service. This is a trick. This is, of course, we've been talking about this all year, but you got to put it in service in the year you want to take the deduction.
So that means you can't order right now on some website, and it comes January 1st. You must order it, it must arrive, and you must use it right now.
It's got to come. It's got to get here before January 1st, and so you can put it in service. But now there are opportunities like that. You know, you can go out and you can buy stuff, but it counts for a computer or a printer. You can go down the block and buy.
Right, for sure, which is, I think this is one tip that I have, is that what I like to say often is spend money on technology as an investment, not as a cost. There's the financial investment side, and I think the second side also is that looking forward to the future. You know, don't think, well, I have to buy this technology, I have to buy it, like, grudgingly, but think about how it can benefit your business. So you have the financial rewards, which you just mentioned, and you have the rewards to make you grow faster, do more with less, and things of that nature.
Well, absolutely. I mean, my technology is part of my team.
Right.
You're right. It's not a cost. It's an investment.
Right.
I mean, it boggles my mind, Ramon, when I look at the things that we're able, the levers that we're able to pull around here with technology, and to reach customers and prospects the way we do. It's still, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been using technology for, you know, way more than 30 years, and it still boggles my mind.
No, it does myself. Yesterday, I had to make a long-distance phone call to someone in a whole other country, and what did I do? I took out my headset, plugged it into my computer, called the country using Skype for pennies on the dollar. So, I mean,
right. You know, well, now, wait a minute. If you call out of the country, it's free, isn't it?
Well, you have the reverse. If you're calling in the country, it's free on Skype in particular. But if you're calling outside the country, then you have to pay a very small fee, whether it's Israel or Pakistan or Jamaica, wherever you're calling.
But it's nothing.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And I think the quality is good.
Absolutely. And the small businesses that are not taking advantage of it. I think that's the sad part, Jim, especially, as you mentioned, it's December 24th. There's some expenses they should take. And I think it's very important that they realize this, that technology is not something just to spend on because they have to do it. But
you know, another thing that I'm pretty sure I'm correct on this, folks. I'm a little fuzzy, but I think I'm correct on this, Ramon. Maybe you'll know this. But it includes software.
That
now you can expense software.
And I
check with your CPA
about
that, but I think I'm right. But see, Ramon, they could download that today.
Right. And what about software as a service, Jim?
Yes, I think so, too. No,
right.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break right back with our good friend Ramon Ray. We got a lot more good stuff to talk about, all of it wrapped around technology. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here is the Spencer Davis Group to take us out. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Merry Christmas, everybody. And let me remind you, I will be here on Christmas Day, live and in person, as I have been now for all these years. And we'll be doing it'll be the 11th year, the 11th Christmas I've been on the air, but some of the Christmases were not on Monday through Friday, so I didn't do them on those days, but I did a Christmas show before that, like on the Friday before that, so... Anyway, we're going to be doing this. We'll be live and in person tomorrow, talking about we won't be doing heavy business stuff. It'll be Christmas things, thoughtful things, and reflective things. And we're also going to talk a little bit about those men and women in uniform who are sending a post on Christmas Day on behalf of you and me, in our stead. And we'll be talking about those heroes. We'll be doing that tomorrow too. Ramon Ray is our guest. He's our good friend, the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Your Business, for Growing Businesses, I should say. Ramon, tell us where your book's available.
Hey, Jim, thank you. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com for sure, and of course off of SmallBizTechnology.com.
That's your website, SmallBizTechnology.
Technology.com. And actually, newly revamped, newly redesigned, so everybody
All
should
right.
check it out and send me their comments on that.
And can they find your blog there?
Absolutely. Absolutely,
right.
Yep.
Check that out. Okay, we're talking about getting... technology as an investment, not as
right.
an expense. You know, Ramon, the reason why what you're saying is so true and so current is because there may be 2 million job openings unfilled in the United States right now, skilled jobs. People need those workers to come to work for them, but they can't find them, so they're turning to technology.
Exactly. Or I think sometimes the converse happens, too, is that technology, unfortunately, has outplaced some workers as well. And I think that's where skills retraining comes into play. It's not something I thought of before, but I think that's an important consideration. People who are in current jobs must always retrain, must better their skills, must learn new technology.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to find what you knew 5 years ago or 10 years ago may not carry you to the next level for the business you're in currently.
That's exactly right. And you and I have seen these people who had allowed themselves to atrophy professionally.
Right, absolutely.
And they wandered down the wrong road, and they found themselves getting farther and farther behind. And I've actually met people who got to the point, Ramon, where they couldn't return.
No,
they were not able to go back and recover. They were late 50s, early 60s, and they just didn't have the gumption to get themselves redirected into the 21st century.
Which is, I guess, why the entrepreneurial life, sometimes there's bad and good, but in this case, the good part of it is you're your own boss, and if you can keep your business running, it's going to be there for you.
But see, Ramon, I see businesses doing that, though. My example a minute ago was about individuals.
Right.
But I see businesses doing that. I see businesses failing to upgrade their technology, failing to upgrade their capability, and their understanding, their perspective on how not only technology but telecommunications,
right.
All the different ways people are communicating around the globe these days, they're not keeping up with that. And Ramon, there's nowhere to go but for those people, except extinction.
Unless they're willing to change. And that leads me to my second point. If I can mention one more point on this kind of rules for technology success, I think that small businesses should realize that Microsoft Outlook, no matter how good it is, I use it, maybe you use it, Jim, but it's not CRM.
And I've never used another point. I've never used Outlook.
Well, I've used several different programs. But I think many small businesses, they rely on it for their contacts, their schedule, for things they do, which is good. But the point is, you cannot rely on your whole business just using Outlook or email, for that matter. True CRM is necessary.
Just tell us what CRM is.
Sure. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management, and it is the process by which you can endear yourself to your customers using technology. And if I can give one short example, I was at the Ritz-Carlton in Puerto Rico 2 weeks ago. Customer service is fabulous. But guess what, Jim? They first hire on customer service. They use technology then to mine their customers, to store their profiles, things of that nature. And that's CRM.
Right. Well, it's much more. It is that. But I'll give you an example. There's a hotel in Washington D.C. that I stay at, called the Georgetown Inn. I like giving them a plug because they're good folks. I've been staying there for over 20 years. That's the only place I stay when I go to Washington. It's in Georgetown. Anyway, so I make a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they send me an email that says, "Thank you for your reservation. We're looking forward to having you here, Mr. Blasingame."
Mm-hmm.
And then just before I get ready to leave to go there, I get another email. "Hey, Mr. Blasingame, we're looking forward to seeing you in a few hours."
Yes.
And then when I leave, I get another email that says, "Hey, Mr. Blasingame, we sure enjoyed having you here. Guess what?"
Yes.
"Guess where I'm going next time?" Huh?
You're going to the hotel, that hotel in Washington, of course.
But CRM is much more than that, isn't it? I mean, it is
more than that.
It can be much more than that. It can be about following your customers' habits, and notifying them when something happens that you think that they'll like.
Correct.
Tracking a sale, the progress of a sale, of a prospective sale that you're making with them.
Exactly. I think there's so many different parts of it. I mean, one example I like is Amazon.com. Again, there's better examples, some are worse, some are more, but I think that's one example that really tries to, you know, when you buy, by the time you buy one or two movies, it helps to guide you. What did others purchase? What you purchased last time?
Right.
Here's what you may like. You know, before the holidays, you purchased this. Would you like to purchase this as well? And all of that, I think, can lead to more sales for the small business owner.
A friend of mine, a member of my brain trust, Jack Mitchell, he's the guy who wrote Hug Your Customers.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
He's in a third or fourth generation haberdashery business. They sell clothes. They are wildly successful because they blended technology and incredible customer service into keeping up with their customers and knowing what they like and what they need. It's incredible. CRM, folks, we come back. I'm going to give you a website I want you to go check out for another level of CRM that's built for small business. And we're going to talk some more with our good friend Ramon Ray. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
I feel nice.
Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. And check them out when you get a chance. Use them to your advantage. Both of them, they're there for you. And don't forget, I will be here tomorrow, all the whole time, live, just for you. Ramon Ray is our guest. My good friends, and he's our good friend too. Ramon is the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon, I know I've said Merry Christmas to you already. I'm pretty sure I have, but if I haven't, I'm going to say it again. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Jim. You too.
I know you joined me in extending that out to all of our friends out there in radio and internet land.
Absolutely. Those of us who feel guilty that we're not working, and you will be tomorrow.
I will be right here, yeah. I'm sure you'll feel pretty guilty there. Ramon, oh, by the way, before we go any further, folks, I promise you a CRM, a customer relationship management website to go check out. This is a business that a friend of mine owns. It's called Dovarri, Dovarri.com, Dovari.com. Many of you have heard Gary Broadnax, the owner of this company. You've heard him on my show before talking about CRM. But you go check that out. Just use it as the first your first step to CRM. That's what Ramon was talking to us about in the previous segment. So that's one place to go start. There's a bunch of others out there, but that's one that's designed for small businesses. Ramon, what about Web 2.0? What do we need to know about that today?
Yeah, sure, Jim. I think a couple things. One, every small business needs to have their basic website, blog, other basic tools of that nature. Web 2.0 is about enabling your customers to communicate with you and your customers to communicate with each other. One example I can give of that, very short, is Home Depot. As in Home Depot, what did I hear over the speakers? If you've created a project in your home using Home Depot, email us, post a video online. That's a small example of Web 2.0. No longer just you to your customers, but it's your customers back to you and customers to each other.
Sharing ideas.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Is now one of the things that I've been saying, and this is my own definition, I don't know if anybody else agrees with me or not, but I've also been defining Web 2.0. Part of it is customers saying, yeah, Jim, yeah, Ramon, I know you got a website, but I've already been there. I know what you got already. So why don't you just send me stuff that's new?
Right.
I don't have time to keep going back to your website, but I do want your new stuff. So when you got new stuff, send it to me.
Absolutely.
Isn't that 2.0?
No, I agree. It is. And it's a little bit also part of CRM, but it's about serving the customer
right. How
they want it, when they want it. If they're only interested in green staples or whatever it is, put an RSS feed or some mechanism
right. That
they can get information on just green staples. God bless them. Go for it.
For example, if people are listening right now, anybody's listening right now, which I know millions of people are saying right now, this Ray guy, he's a smart guy. I want to make sure I know when he's going to be on Jim's show again. They can go to my site and RSS you.
Wow.
And the next time that you're on my show, we'll send them the feed.
Very interesting. So your audience then has to bombard you with emails to have Ray on the show all the time.
Well, they're already doing that, but anyway, now I can say we got our RSS, so I can say, hey, leave me alone. I'll send it to you when he gets
right.
here.
Very smart. That's a perfect example.
But that was the easiest falling off a log to do that. not to create the technology
to
produce the video, the audio, so that it could be available, but to send it out to people. That was easy as it could be.
And those, I think, who think it's complicated, this goes back to another point that I have on this rules ad here, is to outsource technology. You're an expert
right.
in floral, lawyer, Jim's a radio show host, etc. If you don't know how to do it, hire somebody who can do these things
exactly. For
you.
In fact, that's the big thing. You know what, Ramon? As I said, I've been using computers. I've been trained on computers since 1975. I don't want to know how to do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. You know what? It's going to be different in a month than it was last month.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I'm going to hire somebody who just, that's what they know.
Right, exactly. No, that's the way to do it.
What people, and I know you agree with me on this, what business owners should do is you stay current on the applications,
right. Hire
people to build the back end for you.
Absolutely. And don't sit by thinking you can know nothing about it. You should read an occasional magazine, listen to this show, etc.
Oh, you got it. You can't buy it if you can't stay in the conversation.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Very important.
But you don't have to know everything and hire somebody to do that. Hey, Ramon, give us that website one more time.
Thank you, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com. Every day they can find news and information on how to use technology to grow their business.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for being here. Good job today, as always. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Jim. You too. It's been a pleasure.
Let's have a good 2008 together. What do you think?
I look forward to it.
All right, me too. Thanks a lot. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, wishing you a Merry Christmas. And I'll be doing that again tomorrow on Christmas Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.